Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. The message for today I've entitled, Love the Lord Above All. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15, Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. I recall years ago, our family on a few occasions traveled to the small farm community of Mansfield, Illinois to visit Joyce's uncle and aunt. Uncle Layton was a colorful character, and one of the things that we loved about him is that he always had a freezer full of ice cream. He would buy it in 5-gallon tubs, and he delighted in serving that ice cream in the evening. And I remember one of the kids commenting how much he loved the ice cream. And Uncle Layton would repeatedly say, "You don't love things. You love the Lord and you love people." I have never forgot that instruction that he gave. You know, the things of this world are so fleeting. They pass away. Especially in the circles of the rich and famous, they proclaim their love of another person only a very short time later to proclaim how they despise that person and separate from them. All too often we find that happening in the circles of those who are claiming to be faithful as well. If we really love the Lord, the love of the Lord will shine so brightly that we begin to love the people of God and give ourselves fully to the people of God. The thing that will fracture a relationship above everything else is to have a selfish attitude of what others can do for me. I recall in my experience as a counselor, having couples come before me and seemingly have total inability to reconcile with each other. I remember one such couple as they came in and sat in front of my desk, and they said they argued all the time about everything. And I said, "About what?" They said, "Everything." I said, "Above everything?" They said, "Yeah, just about everything." And I said, "Well, turn your chairs, face each other there, and start talking." And as they began to talk, they became angry at each other. And it was over nothing. It was just, "Why don't you? Well, why don't you? Well, why don't you? Well, why don't you?" And I finally, after about 3 or 4 minutes of "why don't you," I called a halt. And they turned like two little children. And they said, "See?" I said, "No problem. No problem." "It isn't?" "No." I said, "You cannot say how can, or why don't you? Now you can only say how can I. I don't care what you talk about, but it can only be prefaced by saying how can I." So they started talking again. "How can I serve you better? How can I show you I love you? How can I?" And within the same amount of time that they were at each other's throat before, they were in each other's arms kissing and saying, "Wow, what happened?" I said, "It was so simple." You see, when you think about why don't you, it's serving yourself. When you say how can I, it's what can I do for you. When we think about what the Lord has to do for us, we fail to recognize what we need to do for Him. And when we love the world, the love of God fades, and we become preoccupied with things and what will satisfy us. When we focus upon the love of the Lord, it's not what these things will do for us, but what we are able to do and accomplish for the Lord. I pray that this might be the love that we have, that we love the Lord so much we want to share Him with those around us. Heavenly Father, as we come to you this day, I pray, Lord, that we might recognize once again that we have a responsibility and we have the privilege of serving you with love and determination to be more like you with each and every passing day. I pray that the love of Jesus might shine brightly from our hearts. And I pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
We trust you've enjoyed today's devotional. Please forward this devotional on to someone who could use the encouragement. If you aren't currently receiving Pastor Cecil's daily devotionals, you can subscribe by going to dailyevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.